This is Akashvani, the news read by Amrit Bhushan. Former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh's last rites will be performed today. His final journey will commence from Congress headquarters in New Delhi to the cremation ground at Nigam Bodh Ghat at 9:30 a.m. Dr. Manmohan Singh will be accorded state funeral at 11:45 a.m. In the morning, his mortal remains will be taken to the Congress office from his residence, and the public and party workers will have the opportunity to offer their tributes. Congress Working Committee, CWC, yesterday adopted a condolence resolution at the passing away of Dr. Manmohan Singh. Party has mourned the loss of Dr. Singh, saying his life and work profoundly shaped the destiny of India. The resolution expressed commitment to uphold the former Prime Minister's values towards building a more prosperous, united India just as he envisioned. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and other leaders across party line yesterday paid their last respects to the late former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh at his residence in New Delhi. Later, in a video message, Mr. Modi said the nation is deeply saddened by the demise of former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh. The Prime Minister said his life is an example for future generations regarding how people can rise above struggles and achieve greater heights. Union Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said that an era of economic reforms has ended with the passing away of Dr. Manmohan Singh. The Union Cabinet has expressed condolences over the demise of former Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh, saying that in his passing away, the nation has lost an eminent statesman, renowned economist and a distinguished leader. It also passed a condolence resolution in the memory of Dr. Manmohan Singh and paid homage by observing a two-minute silence. The resolution said that Dr. Manmohan Singh has left his imprint on national life. It added that Dr. Manmohan Singh served as India's finance minister between 1991 to 1996, and his role in ushering in a comprehensive policy of economic reforms is well recognized. The resolution also highlighted his academic as well as career in government and public life. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the loss of lives in the bus accident in Bathinda, Punjab. In a social media post, the PMO said that an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund will be given to the next of kin of each deceased. The injured will be given 50,000 rupees. The Prime Minister also wished the injured a speedy recovery. Light to moderate rainfall lashed various parts of the national capital and its adjoining areas, leading to a drop in the temperature. Due to this, the cold conditions in the region have further intensified. IMD has forecast thunderstorm accompanied with hailstorms over Madhya Pradesh today. Rainfall is also expected over Delhi, Southeast Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Uttar Pradesh and Rajasthan today. IMD has forecast similar conditions over Vidarbh, Maharashtra, Marathwada and Gujarat today. It also predicted that dense fog conditions are likely to prevail during late night and early morning hours over Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and Jharkhand for the next 2 to 3 days. Similar conditions are also expected in Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura for the next 2 days. The Commission of Air Quality Management, CAQM, Subcommittee on Graded Response Action Plan, GRAP, has revoked Stage 3 of the revised GRAP in the entire National Capital Region with immediate effect. However, all actions under Stages 2 and 1 will remain invoked. They will be implemented, intensified, monitored and reviewed by all agencies concerned in the entire NCR to ensure that the Air Quality Index, AQI, levels do not rise further in the coming days. While comprehensively reviewing the overall air quality parameters of Delhi NCR, the subcommittee observed that owing to favorable meteorological conditions and continuous rains since early morning, the AQI of Delhi has been continuously improving. The forecast suggests that the AQI levels will further go down. It added that there is a likelihood of the average AQI of Delhi remaining in the poor category in the coming days due to favorable meteorological conditions. It also added that further construction and demolition project sites and industrial units, which have been issued specific closure orders on account of violations under no circumstances, shall resume their operations without any specific order from the Commission. And that is the end of this news bulletin.